Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Cyber attacks are on the increase, and it's not just businesses and individuals that are targets. Increasingly, it's public entities who are the victims of malware, phishing, and ransomware. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Maria Long, Vice President, Cyber and Tech E&O Underwriting, Risk Management Lead at Munich Re, and Lauren Tredidnik, President of Public Entity Risk Solutions at Munich Re Specialty Insurance. And Lauren, we're going to start with you today. Why would a public entity need cyber liability insurance?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me today. Good afternoon. Public entities have had an increase in risk in the cyberspace over the last 3 to 5 years. We've seen an increase in ransomware attacks, malware attacks, and cyber liability in general has been on the rise for public entities. So to protect them, they should consider purchasing cyber liability coverage.
Maria, how would cyber protection for a public entity be different than a private entity?
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on today. The interesting thing is that the coverage itself is not any different, whether it's a private or public entity. But I think that the difference is really the importance and how the policy is going to serve this particular entity. A public entity, unfortunately, is really confined when it comes to budget and cyber controls and their inherent resilience because of that. And a public entity really has a duty to protect their ability to maintain the data of communities in many cases and to continue to serve that community with critical resources. So I think the difference is really just how important and critical it is for a public entity to have that coverage. And what it's going to give them is what is considered to be first and third party coverage. First party coverage is going to help the public entity to recover and hopefully soften their business interruption. And the third party coverage is going to help as it relates to regulatory fines, which can be very hefty and really suffocate a public entity, as well as the costs behind actually notifying those whose information may have been affected.
Lauren, how do you prioritize cybersecurity investments and resources within your public entity, considering budget constraints and the evolving nature of cyber threats?
It's a great question, John. Because of the budget constraints that public entities face, they do have to make choices and they do have to prioritize where those budget dollars go. And based on what we've been seeing from this exposure base increasing over the past few years, we recommend that they put their resources to mitigating cyber attacks on the front end and partnering with service providers that can help them on the front end to help mitigate a risk, and then investing in cyber liability coverage if and when something should happen to them.
Absolutely. And I think in addition to the cyber coverage, it's really important for public entities to understand how to get creative about their resources. There's actually a lot of federal funding that is available to public entities, and that includes Homeland Security and FEMA. There are grant writers and there are grants that are available to help public entities gain access to the funds that they need to implement critical controls. In addition to that, there's definitely a talent shortage when it comes to public entities, and that cannot be ignored. Singular entities really face issues when it comes to their talent. And then public entity pools have a little bit more depth and they can share that talent. But there are resources. One that comes to mind would be the Information Sharing and Analysis Centers. And this is going to help the public entity to widen and broaden their talent pool. So being creative and resourceful about how to protect yourself in addition to the cyber insurance, which is a risk transfer mechanism, is very critical.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Maria, I can't help but ask, do you think public entities are aware of these resources?
No, I truly don't. I think not enough are aware of those resources. We definitely have a stance at Munich Re where we want to put our insurers in touch with those resources. And it's an ecosystem, really, understanding, for example, what the patchwork looks like state by state for control and cybersecurity compliance and what needs to be in place. And where funding might be available is just really critical. And there are consultants that can help with that.
So Maria, what are some of the cyber risks that public entities should be aware of?
They should definitely be aware of the criticality of their people, their processes, and their controls. So for example, it's really important that public entities are aware of the fact that they are a ransomware target. Why are they a target? Two reasons. If you take a public entity offline, that's going to have a very big impact on the community. It makes them a big target. And then second to that, in many cases, because of the lack of cyber maturity, they're just an easy target for something like ransomware. So understanding where resources are going to go a long way is very important. And that means that the public entity needs to train their staff and get appropriate controls in place. They need to invite consultants into the picture if they can to get an understanding of what their foundation should look like and how to prioritize control implementation.
Okay, so since they are big targets, Maria, are they more prone or vulnerable to cyber attacks than private entities?
I guess that would be a subjective answer, but I think that the short answer to that is yes. And that is a combination of just how critical the services are that they're providing. So threat actors will love to go ahead and deploy ransomware in their environment because they're going to get a response and attention from that municipality because of the criticality of what they're providing. And pretty much also the responsibility that that particular public entity has when it comes to the sensitive information that they hold.
So, Lauren, in the event of a cyber breach, how should an organization react?
So, ideally, John, that public entity would have partnered with the right service providers up front and put the coverage in place on the front end, and they can reach out to those partners immediately to help them start putting a plan in place and enacting the services that they have invested in.
Definitely. And I think further to what Lauren is saying, an incident response plan is key. So some of the activities that Lauren is describing, they roll up into an incident response plan, which is basically a living, breathing playbook as to what should be done if an event were to occur. And in scoping all of that, you're going to think about who you're going to invite into the picture when this emergency occurs. And the cyber insurance policy sets forth so much of that. They're going to provide, of course, the coverage itself. And then in addition to that, they'll also provide the service vendors that are going to help for the public entity to recover. So they play a big role in scoping that and having that planned out and tested in a safe environment through, for example, something called a tabletop exercise where you mock an event and you mock the response. Is critical to containing the event.
Lauren, are there some other best practices for public entities when it comes to cyber liability mitigation?
I would say continuing to educate yourselves, participate in industry events, work with your broker partners, work with other industry partners and carriers that have this expertise, ask your questions. Find out the right service providers that work for you and the exposure that you have. As Maria pointed out, being testing your controls on the front end so that you know exactly what you should do should you have an incident occur.
Lauren, Maria, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate you too.
Thank you, John.
That was Maria Long and Lauren Trudnick from Munich Re. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Thank you.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.